bounce off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. So far, 2024 has been a very good year for the Morehead State women's basketball team, and the Eagles hope to keep the good times rolling this evening as they host Tennessee Martin in an Ohio Valley Conference women's men's hoops doubleheader. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis alongside my good buddy Wes Holland, courtside at MSU's Johnson Arena. Morehead State's women have won 3 out of 4 since the calendar turned to January, including 2 road victories last week. In fact, going back to December, they've won 5 out of 6, and they interplay tonight tied for second in the OVC standings. But only a game behind in those standings is tonight's opponent, UT Martin. The Skyhawks have had to contend with season-ending injuries and some key veteran players, but Coach Kevin McMillan's squad has won 4 of its last 6 outings and is probably looking for a taste of revenge after the Eagles knocked the favored Skyhawks out of last season's OVC tournament. A victory tonight moves Coach Kayla Petrie's crew to double digits in the win column for the winter. We'll talk with Kayla after this 2-minute break on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader as Tennessee Martin checks in to take on the Eagles of Morehead State, joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, 2-3 weeks ago, I asked you if you had any New Year's resolutions. You remember what you said? words. Three words.
Just win, baby?
Just win, baby.
Al Davis, right?
Yep. You've run off three in a row. January's been pretty good to you so far.
Yes, sir. We've had a good little run. If you would have told me we would have three road wins and be 4-1, would I have taken the deal? And absolutely. And so, I think we've really played well in all our games. Tennessee Tech, I think we were maybe a little intimidated. We were fine the second half of the game, but I think they kind of jumped on us early and we didn't know really how to recover. But I think we kind of grown from that. The Eastern Illinois game was great. That's a tough one on the road. SEMO was tough on the road, and we won some close games, so happy. But tonight is no easy task by any means. I think Coach McMillan, I'll just say it. I think him and Joe Foley are the best two coaches in the league. Just the sets he runs, does a great job of what I call vacating the help and surrounded good post players with shooters. And so he creates situations, but where he puts the other bodies on the floor, you can't go double team, and you can't, and it creates difficult rotations, and not everybody does that. So definitely worried about that tonight.
They're the type of team, I don't want to use the word, it's all about the system, but he has lost five players this year to season-ending injuries, but they're still 3-2 in the league. They just keep churning out the talent and the wins.
Well, he has two that are missing that are big scorers, but he still has five other ones that, you've got the two post kids, Brown and Rubel, both of those. Well, I think Brown is right around 13 or 14. Rubel's around 10 or 11. Then you have McCarn. You know, she's one of the leading scorers in the league. I think she moves as well without the basketball as any player in the league, and then it's just a lights out shooter. She's averaging 16. And then you have the two shooters, Story and number 25, Clark.
Yep.
Both of them, they both can shoot the three, and they both are great at reading all the screens they set. So if you get in footsteps to take away their three, they curl you. If you try to shoot the gap to take away their curl, they pop out and hit a three. They backdoor, but you know they're just so well coached. And that 1-3-1 they run's no joke either, with Brown up at the top. A lot of length, big. They're bigger than us at every position.
Yeah. So what's the key or keys?
I just told you a whole bunch of them. My goodness, what else you want me to say? No, I'm just kidding.
Basketball for dummies, please.
Just kidding. I think because they are so balanced and because of the system, I think it will be hard to shut any one of them down. I think normally we try to pick our poison and pick one to, okay, we're going to really focus on this and we're going to make other people beat us. With this team, we can't do that. So we just want to be solid and not let anybody go off, not let anybody have that doesn't normally score have a career day. But the key for us to win is we have to score, and the way we do that is to run the court. Fast break's going to be key, rebounding's going to be key, because they're going to score. So when they score and then they get to get in their press back to that 1-3-1, that slows the game down to us. So tonight's going to be a battle of wills. Whoever can control the tempo will have the advantage.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach Caleb Petrie, we'll have more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville. When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back, courtside at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena, as we get set for Moorhead State and Tennessee Martin in a women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader. Let's take a look at the two teams facing off in the women's half of tonight's twin bill. We'll start with the visiting Skyhawks of Martin. They are 6-10 on the season and 3-2 in OVC competition after losing 57-48 at Little Rock on Saturday. Their starting lineup features two guards, three forwards. One of the guards, Josie Story, a 5'10 sophomore from Mountain View, Arkansas, averaging 5.3 points and 1.7 rebounds a game. Kenley McCarn, the other guard, 5'11 redshirt freshman from Melbourne, Arkansas, 15.5 points, 4.8 boards a game. Lexi Rubel, one of the forwards, a 6'1 sophomore from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, averaging 9 markers, 7.3 rebounds, and 4 assists a game out of that forward spot. Anaya Brown is one of the other forwards, a 6'1 sophomore from Lexington, Kentucky. Went to Lafayette High School, averaging just about 14 points, a little over 8 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks a game. And Nora Clark, the third forward, a 6'1 freshman from Springfield, Missouri. 9.8 points, 3.3 caroms a game. Kevin McMillan is in his 15th season at the Skyhawk helm. He's 271 and 187 over that span. That's good for third place on the OVC's all-time wins list for women's basketball coaches. Moorhead State off to a 9-7 start, 4-1 in league play after sweeping last week's two road games at Eastern Illinois and SIU Edwardsville. It's the Eagles' best OVC start since the 2016-17 campaign. Tonight's starting lineup has three guards and two forwards. Veronica Charles, one of the guards, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, playing well in conference play overall, averaging 11.2 points, 3.3 rebounds, and 2 steals a game. Skylar Barnes gets her second straight start, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas, averaging 6 points per game on the season, but she's upped that to just about twice that much, just shy of 12 points a game in OVC play. Also 3.2 rebounds a game on the season. Melissa Secchiaroli, the third guard, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, 8.5 points, 2.2 caroms a game. And the forwards are Haley Rhodes and Blessing King. Rhodes, a 5'11 freshman from Keller, Texas, 10 markers, 5 rebounds an outing. King, 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 6 points, 9 rebounds a game. Coach Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, 21-54 over that span. UT Martin leads this all-time series with MSU 33-27, including a 16-14 advantage in games played in Moorhead. The Skyhawks swept last year's regular season series, but the Eagles upset them 70-68 in the OVC tournament. Tonight's officials, Bobby Ray, Tom Barron, and Ryan Freeman. We'll take one more break, come back and get set for tip-off right after this here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. a proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back at Johnson Arena, Morehead State and Tennessee Martin getting set to face off in an OVC basketball doubleheader. Before we look at our game keys and get set for tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds so our stations can identify themselves. Here along the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis back alongside my good buddy Wes Holland. Wes not able to make last week's road trip, but glad you were able to get work released tonight and get back here to the midcourt.
It's good to be back with you, my friend Thomas. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, man, hanging in there, trying to stay warm. This is nasty out there.
It's nasty out there. Morehead State hoping to keep it warm here on the inside of Johnson Arena. Winners of five of their last six. 2024 has been a good year so far for the Eagles, but what do they need to do tonight to be successful against these UT Martin Skyhawks? I suspect rebounding is going to be a pretty big key.
Huh. How did you know that, Tom?
We tend to talk before. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh, darn it. Yes, it has been a big advantage for the Eagles all year. The rebounding, especially the offensive rebounds. 14 a game, that's a whole lot of extra possessions, my friend. And so using that advantage on the boards to get easy buckets in transition and putbacks. Because we know after, 16 games into the season, the half court can be a struggle with these Eagles at times. They're really hunting around for almost an open three instead of trying to get to the hole.
Tennessee Martin, on the other hand, a team that has lost a lot of key players to injury this year, but despite that, they have actually upped their offensive scoring numbers during OVC play. And one of the ways I think they've been able to do it starts on the defensive end, controlling three-point shots.
And the Eagles have been prone to turnovers, of course, as well. And so the 1-3-1 does a couple of things really well. It does generate several turnovers, but primarily it makes it really, really difficult to get off a good look at a three-pointer. And as we were talking about the Eagles just a minute ago, sometimes that offense stalls out, and that's really all they're trying to do is find an open spot around the outside of the arc. If UT Martin can control that, this could be a long night for the Eagles. But as a homer, I am not predicting that. I am not expecting it. I think they're going to rebound like mad. I think they're going to get out on the run, and I think they're going to get easy buckets off of those offensive boards.
As a fellow homer, I hope you're right. Teams taking the court, Morehead State and the home whites with blue numbers and white letters, blue and gold Morehead State trim, and Tennessee Martin looking much like the Auburn Tigers in navy blue uniforms with orange numbers and letters and orange and white trim. Bobby Ray, our lead official, puts the ball in the air. Opening tip taken by the Skyhawks of UT Martin. And Kenley McCarn will walk it into the front court. Gives it up on the left point to Anaya Brown. Holds as Blessing King is right in her face. Now gives it back to McCarn. She'll circle around the top of the key. Puts it up off the glass over Veronica Charles and gets it to go. And it's 2-0 Tennessee Martin. Charles will work it across the division line for Morehead State. Gets it to Secchiaroli just inside the left hash. Almost walked, but gets it back to Charles. She'll put down the left-hand dribble between the circles. Now right wing to Barnes. Holds just outside the arc. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes. Couple of jab steps, then a pass to Charles on the left wing. Comes back out around the top of the key. Gives it off to Rhodes. Drives the lane, and with three on the shot clock, gets it to spin home. And we're all tied at two.
Great job by Haley getting into the lane. And right in the front of the rim, not on the left side.
A little bit of full court pressure by Morehead State. And from behind, Veronica Charles taps it away from Nora Clark. Here comes Barnes the other way. Too strong off the window. And Clark gets the rebound for the Skyhawks. Gives it up to McCarn, who will trot ahead and cross midcourt through the Eagle logo. Looks for a high screen, gets it, rotates to the right, but we've got a foul on Morehead State's Veronica Charles. That's her first and the team's first.
Going through a screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot of contact, but okay. See if they call it both ways that way. Anaya Brown, guarded by Blessing King on the perimeter. She gives it up to the curling Josie Story. Now to McCarn. She'll drive into the lane on the left side, puts it up off the glass with the left hand and through. Kinley McCarn, that's a big part of her game. She's got 4 points and has the Skyhawks up 4-2. Veronica Charles with the basketball between the rings, looks to coach Kayla Petrie. Now passes to Barnes, to Secchiaroli at the left point. Couple of dribbles, one-handed pass to Charles on the right wing. Comes around a screen, a lot of contact, no call there. And a whistle and a foul on Tennessee Martin. That's going to go against Anaya Brown, number one on her and on the Skyhawks.
You know, a lot of times you don't want a player going baseline in traffic like that, but Charles does a good job of picking up hip checks.
Yeah.
I mean, she's small, she gets in there, and she does stay in bounds, so you don't have a lot of the turnover risk.
Freshman Katie Novick checks in for Morehead State. The freshman out of Belarus will replace Secchiaroli at a guard spot. Gets it inbounds to Haley Rhodes, to Barnes, out to Charles, now to Novick. She'll pass to King, now to Charles on the left wing. Cross court to Barnes, catch and shoot, right side three, off the side of the rim, no good, and the rebound collected by Lexi Rubel. Kinley McCarn will bring it into the front court. And an offensive foul called on Kinley McCarn for an illegal screen. That time, Morehead State the beneficiary rather than the guilty party on that screen contact.
And UT Martin runs a screen-heavy offense. There's going to be a lot of contact
and
on that end of the floor.
They come out even higher than a lot with those screens. Charles working against that 1-3-1 zone, gets it across midcourt. Now off to Novick outside the left hash. She'll put down the right-handed dribble. Chest pass to Charles, right back to Novick, around to the left wing to Barnes. Back out straight away to Novick. Couple of dribbles, stops on the right point, out to Charles. It's 5 to shoot as Charles keeps the dribble. Takes it into the lane, trying to go up and under. Had her shot blocked and a shot clock violation on Morehead State. Took too long to get into the offense. First turnover against Morehead State, 2 by UTM in the early going. 4-2. Skyhawk lead and basketball. Just under 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter. McCarn stops left side, goes out top to Lexi Rubel. Spins in against Rhodes, puts it up. Too short, put back by Brown, right on the money. 6-2, Martin.
Boy, went right over top of Blessing King. You do not see that very often.
No, you do not. Again, that extended pressure defensively, but Eagles get it into the front court. Rhodes, far corner to Barnes, out to Novick. Eagles in the offensive end to our right. Pass down low to Rhodes, has the ball deflected away from her and out of bounds baseline. The Eagles will keep it. 17 on the play timer. Novick will trigger the inbound baseline to the near side of the basket. Looks underneath. Instead has to come out top to Rhodes, just outside the apex of the arc. Novick curls out to take it back. Kicks it to Barnes. She'll drive the lane. Got it off to Blessing King. Low block extended. Cross court to Charles. Left corner three. Too strong, but Barnes the offensive board. To Novick. She'll drive. Scoops, but travel. Made the layup, but took too many steps in the process.
Oh, that was an impressive layup, too. Yeah. My goodness. It's a shame that one didn't count.
Morehead State flashing full court pressure. McCarn working one-on-one against Charles. Gets it across midcourt. Bounce pass out top to Story. Give and go. And McCarn took the pass, laid it in.
Off-ball screen on V. Charles made that really difficult to get around.
Novick nearly gives it up in the midst of full-court pressure. Pass down into the corner to Barnes, who smartly is able to throw it off of a UTM defender, and it goes out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it.
A little touch of playground ball right there.
Avoided the turnover. Novick inbounds, gets it to King on the low block. Now to Novick, catch and shoot three from the right corner. Off the back of the iron, it won't go. And Josie Story with the rebound for the Skyhawks. Gives it to McCarn in the Eagle logo. Bounce pass out top to Brown on the left point. Gives it to the curling Story. Fakes the shot, drives left side of the lane up. No good, too strong. Charles, the backside rebound, coming the other way in a hurry for Morehead State. Kicks it to Matilda Soderlund. Her right side three is blocked, but right into the hands of King. Kicks it out to Novick on the left point. Backs it out a couple of steps on the dribble. Now into the far corner to Haley Rhodes, but she travels. Wanted to drive baseline and got ahead of herself.
We've seen a lot of that this season. On the catch with the first dribble, that is a real emphasis that we've seen from the officials.
8-2, Martin leads in the midst of a 6-0 run over the last 3:15. Brown standing dribble against King. Now to McCarn, and another illegal screen. Brown handed McCarn the ball, and near side official Ryan Freeman felt McCarn was not properly set for that screen, so that's the second time that's been called against the Skyhawks, and that takes us to a media timeout. 4:50 to play, opening quarter. Tennessee Martin leads Morehead State 8-2 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Morehead State's national championship winning all-girls cheerleading squad entertaining the crowd here at Johnson Arena during the timeout. 8-2, Morehead State trailing Tennessee Martin with 4:50 to play first quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, Tennessee Martin showing zone like we thought they would, but not quite the kind of zone that we were expecting.
It is really interesting. They're doing a 2-2-1, starting a few feet over half court just to slow that ball down. But as soon as it is beat, as soon as they get behind them, they're dropping to a 3-2. So they're having two players in the post. And they've done a good job still contesting on the outside.
Eagles are able to deal with the pressure and get it into the front court. Soderlund out to Charles. Overhead pass to Novick on the right point. Goes cross court to Charles near the left hash. Tries to find a seam in that zone, can't find it. Gives it up to Novick, to Soderlund. Stops inside the key, down to King. Double teamed on the baseline, out to Soderlund. Three-pointer from the right wing, no good, too strong. And going up for the rebound for UTM was Lexi Rubel. Gives it up to McCarn, who trots across midcourt to Rubel on the right point. McCarn comes back out to take it. Fading jumper from about 16, right side, off the mark. Blessing King with the board to Charles. To Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Jab step, now crosses over, goes into the lane, misses the layup. May have been contested a bit. And the rebound to Tennessee Martin. On the floor now for the Skyhawks is Mom Minte, 5'10 junior from Paris, France, by way of Clarendon Junior College. Whistle away from the ball. And a foul coming against Morehead State's Matilda Soderlund.
And that last possession with McCarn, those are the shots that they would love to see her taking. Fadeaway jump shot, yes. 10 feet from the goal.
She's lethal when she gets to the rack. But, yeah, that off-balance jumper, not a high-percentage shot. Rubel in the lane, spins against King, but can't get it to go. Here comes Novick after getting the rebound the other way. To Soderlund, right back to Novick. She'll float back out between the circles. Back to Soderlund, right wing. Out to Charles straight away. Soderlund, right wing. One bounce, back to Charles out top. Works right side of the lane, stop and pop off the glass, and good. 8-4. And that ends a scoring drought of almost 6 minutes for Morehead State. Make that 5 minutes for Morehead State. Lexi Rubel, far side to Minte. Bounce pass into Clark. Turnaround against Novick is blocked by Novick. And then a personal foul called on Clark after she missed the shot. That will be the fourth foul of the quarter on UTM. Morehead State to come 94 feet. Inbound to Novick. Met at about three-quarter court by that zone. Got it to Sekiaroli in the front court. Back to Novick. Now Sekiaroli high right. Out to Blessing King. Swings it around left side to Novick. Skip pass to Sekiaroli. Puts it on the deck. Drives right side. Kicks to Novick. Three-pointer. Left corner. Bottom of the net. Back to a one-point game. 8-7. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter.
Excellent use of the drive by Sekiaroli to set up her teammate on that.
McCarn angles to the left as she gets into the front court. Gives it to Clark. Back to McCarn. Takes it into the lane. One-handed floater, no good, but she's fouled and will get free throws. That'll be on Novick. Number one on Katie. Number three on Morehead State in the quarter. And Novick will head back to the bench, replaced by Skylar Barnes. So McCarn to the free throw line, an 82.7% free throw shooter on the year, makes the first.
It's well known that McCarn does move well without the ball, but man, that first step, she moves well with the ball.
Second up, she's now 13 of 13 from the stripe in OVC play. And extends the Skyhawk advantage back to 3, 10-7. Clark checks out, and onto the floor replacing her is Love Mays, a 5'8 freshman from Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Went to Danville High School. Eagle basketball to our right. Sekiaroli bounce pass into the near corner to King. Back out to Sekiaroli. Bounce pass free throw line to Haley Rhodes. Over to Charles on the left side. Skip pass to Sekiaroli. Three-pointer too strong. Fight for the rebound. It's volleyed out to Barnes, who gets it to Charles. Now Sekiaroli. Dangerous bounce pass to Rhodes, but it's picked off by Lexi Rubel. To McCarn. Quick pass ahead to Josie Story. Into the near corner now to Love May. She'll dribble it back out to the top of the arc and gives it up there to Minte. Drives and travels.
I heard that whistle. I thought she might have gotten a charge.
I thought she might have too. That is the fourth turnover on Tennessee Martin here in the first quarter. Four as well against Morehead State. Charles will bring the ball up the court. She'll be met at midcourt by Kinley McCarn. Angles near the left hash. Out to Sekiaroli. Couple of bounces. Kicks it into the far corner to Barnes. Back out to Sekiaroli. Good ball movement. Now Jaden Rhodes to Sekiaroli. Tried to drive into that zone. Was met by McCarn. Lost the basketball and out of bounds off of Morehead State.
Boy, three people collapsed on Mel on that possession. Somebody was standing wide open. I didn't see where it was, but somebody was.
It was good ball movement for the most part on that trip, but Sekiaroli, I think, tried to do a little too much with that dribble penetration and didn't work out. She heads to the bench, and Novick back on for Morehead State. McCarn across midcourt gets it to Clark to the curling story. Now out right point to Lexi Rubel. Far side to Story, back out straight away to Love Mays. To Story, her pass way off the mark, stolen by Charles. Sprinting the other way, splits defenders, misses the layup. Fight for the rebound and a tie-up, and Morehead State will keep it. Boy, Charles did not have the numbers, but she's got the speed to kind of neutralize
that. She put two out of the three in her rearview mirror. My goodness, with the ball.
I've told her she's built like a sprinter, and sometimes she looks like one out on the basketball court. Novick will inbound baseline far side. Comes way out top to Barnes in the Eagle logo to Charles, who puts it down the left-handed dribble. She'll drift back between the rings and goes left hash to Jaden Rhodes. Out to Novick. Drives into the lane. Tried to get it to Michaela Hall, but the pass too strong, and a turnover as Mays comes up with the loose ball to McCarn. She'll slow it up. Game clock at 20.2 seconds. Shot clock off as McCarn dribbles in the center circle. Looks like the Skyhawks are playing for the final shot of the quarter. They're up three. Rubel comes out to set a high screen for McCarn. Works right side of the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. Too short. Offensive rebound. Put back no good by Mays. And that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena. It's Tennessee Martin leading Morehead State 10-7. We'll be back with our second quarter after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IG in Morehead. USDA Fresh Store made ground round, especially priced for only $4.49 a pound. 4 3-pound bags of Idaho russet potatoes are just $5. That's right, 12 pounds of Idaho russets, just $5. And fresh green cabbage, only 69 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IG, downtown Morehead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, a defensive struggle through 10 minutes at Johnson Arena. Morehead State trailing Tennessee Martin 10-7 in the women's half of tonight's women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Tom, he's Wes. Wes, quick look at some of our by-the-numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State ended that first quarter on a 2 of 12 run, a 2-minute, 33-second scoring drought, but Tennessee Martin 0 of its last 6 in a scoring drought of 2:15 to close out that quarter.
My goodness, 36% for UT Martin, 23% for Morehead State from the field. Even more curious, you got 0 3-point field goals attempted for UT Martin.
Wow.
Like, they have a very, very specific game plan of getting to the hole on a regular basis.
And they're not a team that's afraid to shoot the three. It's a part of their arsenal, but tonight, not yet. Skyhawk basketball to our left. Love Mays with the dribble, guarded closely by Barnes. Gives it up high left to Clark. Back out to Mays. Drives against Barnes. Kicks it off to McCarn in the far corner, guarded by Charles. Entry pass to Lexi Rubel. Tried an up-and-under move against King a couple of times, but missed the layup, and then Rubel called for the foul as she was jockeying with King for the rebound.
Second frustration foul we've seen from UT Martin. Either getting a block or getting out position for a rebound and just swatting at the ball.
Yep. First personal against Rubel in the game. First of the quarter on the Skyhawks. Morehead State, again, able to navigate that extended pressure from UTM. Get in the front court. Charles to Novick. Out top between the circles to Barnes. Left side to King. Goes left baseline to Novick. Kicks it out to Charles. Catch and shoot three. Crawls over the rim. No good. Blessing King with the offensive rebound. Missed the putback. And the basketball ricocheting around. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Morehead State.
I almost got a third offensive rebound.
Just about.
Possession.
Blessing King comes into this game ranked 6th in the country in offensive rebounding in all of Division I. Full court pressure by the Eagles. It pays dividends as Mays' pass ahead from McCarn is way too tall. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And Morehead State just forced the 7th UTM turnover of the night. Inbounds comes to Novick in the front court out high to King on the left point. To Charles, right point, around the wing to Novick. Out top to Barnes, floats it in near the free throw line to Haley Rhodes, drives, kicks to Charles. Now out to Barnes, catch and shoot, right point, three, right on the money.
Three.
Skylar Barnes, 4 games ago, was shooting 10% from 3-point range. She comes into this game shooting 38.5%. She has been on fire from the perimeter in OVC play.
She didn't want the scout video to be out there for
nope.
her, for the OVC.
Clark drives left baseline for UTM and breaks the very brief tie and puts the Skyhawks back up by 2, 12-10. Blessing King with the basketball near the center circle for Morehead State to Novick. One-handed pass to Barnes on the right wing. Back out to Novick around left wing to King to Charles in the far corner. One-handed pass out to Novick. Finds King breaking underneath. Can't get it to go, though, and out of bounds. It looks like Morehead State will keep possession.
Oh, they're going to make me switch my screen, Tom. They're going to make me look at layups. That's at least the third one I've seen that hasn't gone in.
That one, King really not even that hotly contested. Just couldn't get it to go. Inbounds comes to Charles, far corner. Out to Barnes. To Novick, Euro step underneath, left-handed scoop off the window and good. And we're back to a tie ball game at 12. Full court pressure by Morehead State. This time the Skyhawks handle it. McCarn ahead to Clark. McCarn skips it across to Josie Story. Left wing three, no good, but oh. Novick is going to be called for the personal foul flying at the shooter. And that's going to put Story at the line for 3 shots. For Katie Novick, personal foul number 2.
On the last possession, Katie must have heard me talking about the layup. She helped their average a little bit there. They were 1-for-7
Ooh.
Until Katie hit that one. Now they're 2-for-8.
At least back to 25% from layup range.
The gold standard of layups, right, Tom?
Josie Story, 68% free throw shooter, makes the first. 2 more to come. Puts the Skyhawks back up by 1, now make it 2. Story with 1 more freebie. Misses it. Blessing King up for the rebound. Ahead to Charles, quickly the other way. gets cut off. Right side of the lane, kicks it out to Seki Aroli, who dribbles back out top. Bounce pass to Barnes, left hash. He'll try to drive the angle, up and under move, off the glass, too strong. Fight for the rebound, and Blessing King has it taken out of her hands by Lexi Rubel, and then King, the frustration foul. Number one on King, second of the quarter on the Eagles. 7-12 to play in quarter number two. Martin with a two-point lead and the basketball.
Just a little token pressure there.
Charles guarding McCarn. Dangerous pass to Story, but she gathers it in, gets it out to Anaya Brown. Stops right elbow. Gives it up to Lexi Rubel. To McCarn. Pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line is very pure. And it's back to a four-point lead now for Tennessee Martin. Seki Aroli holds the basketball. Now one bounce and a bounce pass to Charles on the left hash. Back to Seki Aroli. Try to crossover dribble and lost the handle. Tied up by Lexi Rubel. Morehead State will keep possession.
That's twice she's had a hard time keeping the handle going through that zone.
And Mel will check back out to have a little chat about that with Coach Kayla Petrie. Matilda Soderlund out of Stockholm, Sweden checks back in for Morehead State. Charles triggers the inbounds, bounce pass into Rhodes, gives it right back to Charles, takes it into the lane, kicks back out to Haley Rhodes, about a 18-foot jumper right side, no good. King goes up for the offensive rebound to Soderlund, way off the mark with a three, but King another offensive rebound. Out to Haley Rhodes, who gives it off to Charles. Shot clock did not reset, and Barnes will hit the pull-up jumper from about 17 left side. And it's back to a 16-14 ball game.
Well, Barnes made it work, but I don't like the reset on that. Bringing the ball back out top. Just attack while the defense is out of shape.
Yeah. McCarn across midcourt. Again met by Charles. Man-to-man. Floats near the left elbow. Lost the handle. Got it back. Gets it to Brown in the lane. And she travels. Turnover number 7 on UTM. And the Eagles to come 94 feet. Charles across midcourt, floats to the left. Lofts it across to Barnes, back to Charles. Tried to drive, lost the handle. Corrals it, gets it to Haley Rhodes, and she's bumped out high before she can get a shot off.
And a new wrinkle. Now they're in that 1-3-1 that we expected them to start with.
That foul will go on Clark. That's her second. And the Eagles will inbound from the baseline far side. Charles bounces it into Haley Rhodes. Works the left baseline. Can't get the shot to go. Ball on the floor. Lexi Rubel goes down to get it. And then she's tied up by Skylar Barnes. And on the possession arrow, the Skyhawks will get it back.
I kept waiting for the thumbs up symbol there.
Yeah. I was afraid maybe a foul call.
Mm-hmm.
UTM, the lead and the leather. McCarn across midcourt, guarded closely by Charles. Stops between the circles. Her pass to Clark is off the mark, and here come the Eagles. 2-on-1, it's Barnes. Left-handed layup is good, and she's fouled. That will go against McCarn. And an and-one possibility here for Skylar Barnes.
It's a good thing she finished that.
Yep.
B. Charles might have jumped up and taken her out of the game herself if she didn't, because she was wide open on the other side.
Free throw up. A little too strong, and Lexi Rubel goes up high for the rebound for UTM. She'll give it to McCarn. Morehead State will drop back defensively into the half court. McCarn out top to Nora Clark. Holds the ball. Bounce pass now to Rubel on the left wing. Her pass underneath is deflected by Rhodes and taken away by Blessing King down low. Ahead to Charles. Drives into the lane. Gives it off to Rhodes. Low block. Gets around her defender Rubel and lays it off the glass and through. And Morehead State has its first lead of the night at 18-16. McCarn across midcourt. Dogged by Charles. Gets it to Story. Guarded by Soderlund, waving a hand in Story's face. Out top to McCarn. Puts it down with the right hand. Fadeaway pull-up jumper rims in and out. No good. Rebound is deflected into the hands of Veronica Charles. Again, she'll streak up the far side for Morehead State. ticking near the four-minute mark to play in the second quarter. Charles looks to Coach Kayla Petrie for instructions as she dribbles between the rings. Goes to the right side to Barnes. Backs in her defender. Reverse layup is good. Beautifully done by Skylar Barnes.
Single-handedly reversing the layup stat.
20-16 Morehead State now.
Skylar has been great at the rim.
McCarn gives to the curling Clark. Puts it down on the hardwood with the left hand. Tries a spin move against Barnes in the lane. It's no good. Too strong off the back of the rim. And Haley Rhodes the rebound for Morehead State. Here comes Charles with the dribble. Decides wisely to back it back out and reset. Into the near corner to Soderlund. Thought about the three. Instead passes back out top to Charles. Shot clock down to 12. Game clock down near 3 minutes to go. Charles drives, kicks to Rhodes. Now back out to Barnes. Leaves the three-pointer short, but Blessing King, another offensive board. Out to Haley Rhodes, around to Charles. Fakes the three, drives to the left elbow. Fadeaway jumper misses everything. Blessing King tries to save it back in bounds, but unsuccessfully. And it will be Tennessee Martin basketball after this media timeout. 2:48 to play in the first half, and Morehead State enjoys its largest lead here so far at 20-16 over Tennessee Martin here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Well, on the strength of an 8-0 run over the last 3 minutes, 24 seconds, and a 4-minute, 5-second scoring drought for Tennessee Martin, Morehead State leads 20-16 with 2:48 to play in quarter number two here at Johnson Arena. Wes, how's Morehead State doing it? They've turned it around a little bit.
Oh, they really have, mainly on the defensive end. Now, I have loved the V. Charles point guard lineup there because she has pushed the pace really, really good and kept the Skyhawks from being comfortable to be able to set up in that defense. But on defense, where they are winning it right now, slight adjustments. All they're doing is switching on all of these screens that the Skyhawks are setting at the top of the key. And it's made it hard for them to get in the lane.
Eagles also plus 7 in rebounding at 19-12 right now. Skyhawk basketball. Lexi Rubel drives the right side of the lane, lost her footing, goes to the floor and called for a walk.
Well, that's what happens when you go hunting for contact and it's not there, Tom.
Yep. So the 10th turnover already against the Skyhawks, who average 19 a game. Matilda Soderlund double teamed here on the near side, has it stripped right out of her hands by Clark. Quickly ahead, tried to get it down low to Anaya Brown, but Skylar Barnes came flying through and swatted it off the backboard. In transition, Haley Rhodes misses the layup, and Tennessee Martin will get the basketball and slow things down. McCarn slowly through the Eagle beak at midcourt. Gets it to Anaya Brown near the left elbow. Gives it up to Story. Shoots the three from the left wing. Rattles in and out. Barnes the long rebound off the floor. Quickly the other way. Two on three and lost the handle. Out of bounds.
Got a little carried away. Skylar is quite the athlete. She hit the burners and just wasn't quite as far away as she thought she was.
So Morehead State with its ninth turnover. And here come the Skyhawks down four. 1:44 to play in the half. McCarn to Lexi Rubel near the right elbow. Guarded by Haley Rhodes. To Brown on the left point. She'll drive against Hall. Tries the underhand scoop. Way off balance, but Hall is going to be called for a personal foul to bail her out.
I don't even know if Michaela actually hit her, but the way she swung her hand right there was A, unnecessary, because
yes,
she went in with both hands up, which is really good, and then B, it made it look like she hit her because of the way she came down.
Well, the officials apparently are going to say that's not a shooting foul. Interesting. So the Skyhawks will inbound baseline to our left. McCarn out top to Rubel. McCarn comes out to take it right back. Far corner to Story. A three-pointer. Bottom of the net. First made three-pointer of the night for Tennessee Martin, and it makes it a one-point ball game. 20-19. Eagle lead and ball. Paris McBride on the floor for the first time. Gets it to Barnes. Barnes' pass is deflected away, but Hall able to track it down inside the key. Works into the lane. She's tied up for a moment. Ball goes out of bounds. And it looks like Morehead State will keep it.
And that last foul call, I believe, is the first time I've seen Coach McMillan out of his seat the entire game. He was coming down to tell him about that one.
McBride triggers it into Charles on the left side. She'll rotate back out to the top of the arc and gives it up to Barnes on the right point. Works it in against McCarn. Up and under. Got it to Haley Rhodes, who tried to catch it in the air and shoot it. And way off the mark with the shot, and here come the Skyhawks. McCarn, the rebound, slowly across midcourt with the dribble. 38 to play in the quarter, 18 to shoot. Story curls out to take it, gives it to Brown on the left point. Bounce pass at the elbow to McCarn. Turnaround jumper against Veronica Charles is short, but V is going to be called for the personal. And that will be number two on Veronica.
It's interesting to see basketball as it changes over time, because that was a perfect opportunity for a two-for-one right there, because they had enough time on the clock. If they had gotten a quick shot up, they would have been guaranteed to get the ball back. And you just don't see that anymore.
Back in my day.
That's right. Get off my yard.
McCarn at the line. First one up. Splash. We're tied at 20. 29.3 seconds to play here in the first half. McCarn will try to put the Skyhawks back up. But she doesn't, as it rims in and out. Hall the rebound for Morehead State to Novick. She'll methodically work it across midcourt. Gets it to Charles at the left hash. Back out to Novick. One bounce back to Charles. Takes it to the top of the arc. Comes down the arc to the right side, about an 18-foot jumper, a little too strong, but she's fouled by McCarn. And for McCarn, that will be foul number three.
Oh, my. That's a big deal.
Big deal.
Whoa.
McCarn is UTM's leading scorer and basically their floor general.
She has been the only real problem for MSU so far.
Charles' first free throw right on the money. And we're back to all... No, actually, Morehead State back up by 1:21:20. 10 seconds remain here in the first half. Charles puts the second one airborne, and it's good as well. And Charles will check out Blessing King back on for defense.
And let's see if they play tight, try to slow this ball getting down the court. Looks like they will.
Yep, Eagles do extend the pressure full court.
Good job, Eagles.
Pass comes inbounds to Love Mays. Works it up the right sideline against Haley Rhodes. Takes it into the lane, splits defenders. Shot no good. Rebound to Skylar Barnes. Tries to do a little acting job to draw a foul, and then it did almost look like there was a foul, but official Bobby Ray not buying it, and the first half will come to an end. So an entertaining 20 minutes of basketball, a closely played game, and after one half here at Johnson Arena, the women of Morehead State lead Tennessee Martin 22-20. Back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, a defensive struggle so far here at Morehead State's Johnson Arena. Halftime, and Morehead State leads the visiting Skyhawks of Tennessee Martin by a count of 22-20. 42 combined points in that first half of play, Wes. And, 11 turnovers for Tennessee Martin, 10 for Morehead State. Neither team shooting even 40% on the night. A lot of defense, not a whole lot of offense.
See, you look at, I mean, both offenses are struggling. Let's just call it what it is. But 31% field goal for Morehead State for the Eagles, 9 of 29. How are they up by 2 points, right? You look at that, and you look at field goals. 19 field goals attempted by the Skyhawks, 29 for Morehead State. And guess what? MSU is plus 9 in extra possessions. So 10 extra shots, 9 extra possessions. That's the way you can struggle like that and still be winning a ball game. They hung around early when it looked like it could get ugly. Those first 5 minutes, they just kept hanging around early and then started getting those extra looks.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers as we continue to talk about the first half. And you look at the scoring, Morehead State with only four players who have scored a point so far tonight. And on the other side, Kinley McCarn with 9 of her team's 20, and she's got 3 fouls. That could be a big factor in the second half.
That is an absolute game changer, Tom. Coach McMillan will have to come out with at least a backup offensive set that is not as reliant on that drive, because McCarn is the only one who's been consistently beating her defender to get to the hole. Now, that's created other opportunities, but they're going to have to adjust it to where they're looking at maybe getting some of those threes that they did not take in the first half by design and start to get a few more of those looks to fall.
22-20, your halftime score. Morehead State getting the better of it against Tennessee Martin so far. We'll take a break and come back with our MSU halftime segment after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So MSU's housing was just recognized by the Kentucky Association of Housing Officers with some awards. Can you talk about why MSU's housing offices deserve this recognition?
Absolutely. It's a very exciting opportunity for us to be able to say that we are truly award-winning within the state. So we were specifically given two awards for a professional staff member and our student staff member. We have done a lot of work to ensure that all of our staff are student-centered, and we are always advocating for our students as well as our student staff members.
And Casey, you brought with you Katie Vanover, Area Coordinator within the Office of Student Housing. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
Katie, you have had a long experience in MSU housing, starting right at the beginning as a student, right?
Yes, I actually started in 2017 as a resident advisor myself. I worked my way up to a student director level, graduated in 2019, and then decided, hey, when's the last place that really felt like home? And it was MSU. So I decided to come back. I'm back as an area coordinator. I've currently worked in this position for 2 years now. We have a lot of, you know, assisting with crisis, emergency management, talking with students about anything going on in their room, student opportunities across campus and within the Office of Student Housing, and it's been very, very rewarding overall.
So you mentioned opportunities for students. You're not a student anymore, but you do work with students. We have undergrads who are resident advisors also.
Yes. So we have resident advisor positions, and once they've been in the resident advisor position for at least a year, they can apply for a senior resident advisor position. We also have student coordinators that work within the Office of Student Housing too.
Being a resident advisor has to be a lot of responsibility, but what are some of the perks?
Well, you actually get your housing paid for.
It's a big one.
It is. In any residence hall that you are placed, you get a $500 scholarship to go towards books or your tuition, and then you get paid biweekly as well. Mm-hmm. That salary kind of depends based on your level. If you're a resident advisor, senior resident advisor, or a student coordinator, of course, if you start off as a resident advisor, you can work your way up.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great student leaders. intruders within our halls. I like to think that the resident advisors, you know, kind of live in a fishbowl almost. They are great role models to our residents.
And where can people find more information if we've got some students out there who want to be part of this?
They can go on EagleLink. When we have the resident advisor position posted, it will be on EagleLink. They can also check out our social media. We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page that could use some love. We also have some organizations within the Office of Student Housing. We have the Residence Hall Association, so that is year-round. If they wanted to join that to advocate for themselves in their halls, they can also find us on social media. And then just our general Morehead State University Office of Student Housing webpage has tons of information.
Katie, Casey, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, it's been great. This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guests, Katie Vanover, Area Coordinator within the Office of Student Housing, and Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back at Johnson Arena, halftime. Morehead State leads Tennessee Martin 22-20 in the women's half of tonight's women's men's basketball twin bill. Time for Whitaker Bank by the numbers for your first half of play. Tennessee Martin, 7 of 19, 36.8% from the field. Only shot 2 3-pointers, made one of those, and 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 71.4%. Morehead State, 9 of 29 for 31%. Did not score a field goal over the last 3 minutes, 47 seconds of that first half. 2 of 11 from 3-point range, 18.2%, and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Rebounding solidly in Morehead State's favor, 22-13, including a 10-2 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers a factor both ways. The Skyhawks with 11, Morehead State with 10. Individually, it's Kenley McCarn leading the way for UTM with 9 of their 20 points, but she has 3 fouls, and we'll see how that affects the second half. 5 points for Josie Story, and 2 apiece for Nora Clark, Lexi Rubel, and Anaya Brown. For Morehead State, it's Skylar Barnes leading the way with 9 points, 5 for Katie Novick, 4 apiece for Haley Rhodes and Veronica Charles, and that's it. 4 players have scored for MSU through the first 20 minutes. Blessing King without a point, but she does already have 8 rebounds, including 5 on the offensive glass. We'll take one more break, come back and get set for our second half right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis joined again by my partner, Wes Holland. Wes, Eagles up 22-20. What are you looking for coming out of the locker room here?
In the second half, I hope that we're going to see from the Eagles that increased pace they played with in the second quarter with V. Charles. Whoever got the rebound would get the ball to V so that he could sprint it up the court and put that pressure on the defense. That paid off a lot, keeping that defense off center, not really letting them get hard, letting them get set. That's a big deal. Now, from UT Martin, I mean, we're going to have to see if you end up with McCarron spending significant time on the bench. This is a completely different offense when you look at it. And the adjustments Moorhead makes to that will be very important.
Eagles with the ball coming out of halftime. Charles softly tosses it to Barnes. Goes far side to Sekiaroli out to the right hash to Charles. Crossover dribble. Floats it into the far corner to Sekiaroli. Double teamed and throws us off of the foot of Josie Story defending out of bounds. Moorhead State will have it with 14 to shoot.
Boy, real missed opportunity right there. Skylar Barnes being guarded by McCarron. Great athlete, can get by somebody. Yep. Go right at her with three fouls.
Charles inbounds to Rhodes, right back to Charles. Thought about the three, instead takes it to the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper, does a dance and falls. 24-20 Eagles. And as they did periodically in the first half, the Eagles extend the defensive pressure a bit. More token pressure as McCarron gets it across midcourt to Story. Now to Clark, high left. Far side to McCarron. Skyhawks in the offensive end to our right here in the second half. Story on the right point to Clark. Bounce pass to Brown at the free throw line underneath to Rubel. Tried to go around Haley Rhodes, but Rhodes stood her ground. Shot no good. Rhodes the rebound. To Charles. Dribbling at the right point. Now left point to Haley Rhodes. Gets it to Blessing King at the free throw line. Out to Sekiaroli. Around to Skylar Barnes. Working against McCarron. She does try to drive against her. Got around her. Scoops it up. Hung on the rim for a few seconds and then fell.
Excellent job by Barnes noticing that. Because you're either going to get a pretty good look because she can't foul. Or you're going to draw the foul.
And the Eagle lead balloons back to 6. 26-20. McCarron working against Charles. To Lexi Rubel, around to Story. Gets around her defender. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. Is challenged. No good. Haley Rhodes, her second rebound of the second half already. Charles will slow things up on the offensive end for Moorhead State. To Barnes, high left. Out top to Sekiaroli. Around to the right side to Charles. Tries to drive the angle. Bounce pass underneath to King is taken away by Story. She'll give it up to McCarron near mid-court. Comes across and bounce past to Lexi Rubel, guarded by Rhodes. Rubel tried to back Haley Rhodes down, couldn't do it. And then her pass intended for Clark went one way, Clark went the other, and out of bounds to Moorhead State.
And Blessing King made that play. She covered right there on number four as she took her backdoor cut. That was where she wanted to go with the ball and couldn't. And so that second pass was actually the backup.
12th turnover against UTM. Charles crosses midcourt, floats it to King, back to Charles, high left. Crossover dribble, takes it to the elbow, now backs it back out, floats it over to Sekiaroli on the right hash. Double teamed, splits it with the dribble, gets it to Rhodes, now to Charles. thought about the three, instead drives the angle, fadeaway jumper off the back of the iron, no, and Brown will win the battle for the rebound. Gets it to McCarn to come the other way. Calls out play number two with the left hand and floats near the left hash. Gets a screen from Brown, stops top of the key, gets it to Rubel. Around right side to Clark. Guarded by Barnes, has to float it back out to McCarn with 10 to shoot. Entry pass to Brown. Split defenders, but before she can get a shot off, she's fouled. See who that was against.
Yeah, two possibilities.
Haley Rose.
And boy, V. Charles is taking the defense of McCarn very personally. She is doing a great job being right on her.
That's just the first foul of the game on Haley Rhodes. UTM will inbound. McCarn gets it into Love Mays. Out top to Rubel. Fakes the entry pass. Instead drives left side of the lane. Scoops too strong over the rim. Guess who's there for the rebound for Morehead State? Blessing King to Charles quickly the other way. To Novick, who curls around the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Skylar Barnes. High right. Wants a screen. Instead will pass to Blessing King, swings it around left side to Novick. Cross to Charles, puts it on the floor, gives it to the curling Novick at the top of the key. Scoops it up, short air ball. Rhodes misses her first put back, trying to put another one up, and she's fouled. Good board work by Haley Rhodes, who I think now has four rebounds already here in the third quarter.
Boy, she went up so strong with that. She almost got that second one through
sure
all those
did.
Hands. Three or four hands right there.
That foul's on Anaya Brown. She joins Kinley McCarn with three.
There's a two very important players to that team.
So Haley Rhodes at the line, puts the first one up, rims out. No good. Haley's first trip to the free throw stripe tonight. On the season, 65% free throw shooter. Second one up, this one's right on the money. 27-20 Morehead State. Tennessee Martin yet to score here in the third quarter. McCarn crosses midcourt, guarded by Charles. Tries to go crossover against her. Spin move, pull up jumper, rims in and out, no good. And Skylar Barnes the rebound for Morehead State. Another one and done trip for the Skyhawks. Charles with the dribble, high right, comes out top to Novick. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Eagles up by seven with the ball. Rhodes works the baseline. Turnaround jumper blocked. That was Jaden Rhodes. I believe it was Rubel who was able to prevent that shot and took the ball away. Now to McCarn. Takes it into the top of the key. Kicks it far side to Story. To Brown on the low block. And a foul on Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes trying to defend Brown. Yeah. Her first.
Is that good analysis right there, Tom?
That was. I think that tells the story.
Suspicion.
Steal on the inbounds, nearly. And yes, it is, as Katie Novick was able to jump into the passing lane, knock the ball away, and Kevin McMillan, the UTM coach, beside himself as the ball went out of bounds off of one of his players.
I know you're not supposed to cough on the air, but bank up. Excuse me. Sorry.
Skylar Barnes being aggressive, tried to drive against Love Mays. Mays is called for the personal as Barnes goes to the deck. I think that's the first on Mays and second of the quarter on the Skyhawks. Novick to inbound from the baseline, out top to Barnes. One dribble to Novick on the left wing. She'll try to drive left baseline. Kicks it across to Charles. Wide open three, no good. A whistle away from the shot down low. And we'll see what this is about. Looks like it's against Morehead State. Haley Rhodes picks up her second. And so here come the Skyhawks. McCarn slowly ahead, guarded by Charles as she crosses midcourt. Charles knocks it away. Here come the Eagles. Two on nobody, and Charles will lay it up and in. Beautifully defended, and then a beautiful finish for V. 9-point lead now for Morehead State. Kinley McCarn cross midcourt. Maybe another steal as Skylar Barnes knocked it away momentarily, but Love Mays tracks it down in the backcourt and gets it to McCarn. To Mays on the right wing, just outside the arc, out to Rubel, top of the key. She shuffles her step and is called for a travel. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Tennessee Martin still to score here in the second half, and Morehead State has extended its lead to 29-20 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef eye of round roast, especially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Extra large red or green seedless grapes are just $1.79 a pound. And Betty Crocker helpers are two boxes for only $3. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, the second half so far has been all Morehead State. The Eagles outscoring the Skyhawks of Tennessee Martin 7-0 since intermission. And as a result, enjoy a 29-20 lead with 4:45 to play here in the third quarter. I'm Tom. He's Wes. Wes, so far, Morehead State has absolutely dominated this third quarter.
Woo! 0 points in quite a few minutes here, Tom. Yeah. That's impressive. That's a really good defensive performance, and I'm telling you, it's starting with V. Charles. She is doing an amazing job on the card. And she is right in her business all the time, despite giving up a step and a foot.
It'll be Eagle basketball as we resume play. Eagles moving from our right to left. Anyway, you mentioned the job Charles has done defensively. Skylar Barnes with three steals as well has really stepped up her energy. Haley Rhodes tries to take it to the rack, misses the shot, but she is fouled down low by Love Mays, I believe, and if so, that's her second.
It's exciting to see what Skylar Barnes is growing into as she matures as a player.
Eagles inbound. It comes to Barnes. Dribbles out to the top of the arc, gives it off to Novick. She'll penetrate. Spin move in the lane, shoots it over the rim, no good, and Brown will come up with a rebound for the Skyhawks. Gives it up to McCarn. Brown and McCarn both playing with three fouls. McCarn picks up her dribble outside the top of the arc. Comes to the right wing to Love Mays. Entry pass on the bounce. Little off the mark to Rubel. She'll track it down. Gives it to the curling Mays. Works right baseline. Kicks it cross court to Story. To Mays in the far corner. Five to shoot as she gets it to Brown. Turnaround move in the lane is good. Boy, the Skyhawks milk the shot clock for all it was worth, but they come up with their first 2 points of the second half, and it's 29-22 Eagles.
Exceptional ball movement with the ball ending in a good player's hands in a good spot.
Rhodes to Charles. She'll take it into the lane, scoops it up, doesn't need the glass this time, just rolls it over the front of the rim and good. 31-22, the Eagle lead.
V spent two quarters affecting this game without scoring points. Now she's scoring points, too.
She's got 8
it's
now.
It's getting interesting.
Actually, I think she got 10 points, just moved into double figures. And on the other end, Lexi Rubel. Happy Feet called for a travel as she was trying to go to work down low against Haley Rhodes. The 17th turnover against UTM, and we still have over 3 minutes to play in the third. Novick, nearly triple-teamed, gets it to Charles, drives left baseline, has to kick it back out. Pass deflected, and the scramble for the ball goes into the backcourt. Anaya Brown and a couple of Eagles back there, and it looks like Morehead State's Katie Novick will pick up a personal foul, bumping Brown. And
it's not often you see somebody get shoved down from the back and called for the foul.
No. No.
I think Coach Petrie just said the exact same thing.
Third personal on Katie Novick, the only Eagle with at least 3 fouls. She stays on the floor. And the officials are having a discussion momentarily. They seem to have answered their question, and now Clark will inbound in front of the Skyhawk bench. Comes into McCarn, floats between the rings, hands it to the curling Mays. Drives against Haley Rhodes, who stands her ground. Mays out top to Brown, and she travels. Michaela Hall was guarding her defensively and forces another Skyhawk turnover. Number 18, make it 17 against Tennessee Martin. Charles floats it into the far corner to Secchiaroli. Back out to Charles. Across to Blessing King. She'll skip it across to Secchiaroli. One bounce to Charles. Takes it to the top of the arc. Back to Secchiaroli. Into Haley Rhodes at the right elbow. Tried to get it to Charles. Deflected back to Rhodes. And she gets it to Charles on the second try. 5 to shoot. Charles to Secchiaroli in the far corner. Has to force up the 3. Caught the iron, and the rebound will deflect out of bounds, I think, off of Michaela Hall's leg, and so UTM will get possession.
That's a tough spot to be in as a player when you've got the ball, 2 people on you, but you have to take the shot.
31-22, the Eagle lead. McCarn with the basketball for the Skyhawks. Gets it to Love Mays on the right point. Now to Clark, fakes the 3, drives against King. Michaela Hall came over with some help side defense and tried to block the shot. Instead, will be called for the foul.
And Michaela doing the same thing. I mean, swinging her arm like a club as the player comes through.
She timed that well, but you're right. It was the arm movement that really cost her the foul.
It is. That's right.
Hall will go to the bench. Skylar Barnes, after a quick breather, back on for Morehead State.
That is twice now. If she would just keep control of the positioning as she's going through there when somebody's going to the hole, she would get those calls or non-calls.
Yep. So Nora Clark at the line. Hits the first. Second one bounces a couple of times. No good. And then rebound deflected out of bounds off of Kinley McCarn's outstretched hand. And Morehead State will get it back with just over 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter and an 8-point lead.
Going Skyhawks still just 3 points up to now.
9-3 Morehead State advantage in the quarter. Barnes drives left angle, kicks it out to King, to Charles. 3-pointer high left. Got nothing but the bottom of the net, and Morehead State with a double-digit lead at 34-23. 1:37 to play in the quarter. Love Mays found an opening, drives the lane. Shot blocked away by Haley Rhodes, but Rhodes got her with the body as well. Haley picks up her 3rd foul of this half and of this game, and that will put Love Mays at the free throw line.
That was a good call. Once the offensive player gets airborne, you've got to be really careful about how much contact you make below, right, the waist, which is exactly what happened there.
Mays only a 56% free throw shooter. She rattles the first one home for her first point of the night. In 11 minutes of action, 0 of 2 from the field. Second free throw, off the back of the iron, no, but the rebound deflects right back to her. She'll back it out between the circles with the dribble and gives it up to Josie Story. To Brown on the left block. Tries to go up and under her defender and is fouled in the process. And that will go on Blessing King. That's just her second. Katie Novick checks back in for Morehead State. Haley Rhodes will get a break.
And don't look now. That's five on the Eagles.
Haley has played a ton of minutes in recent games. 27 minutes tonight out of just over 28 played total.
And the officials are going to meet about something. And I'm not sure. I saw them pointing down at the Eagles bench.
Fisher's talking to the Tennessee Martin bench. Are they calling that an intentional foul?
What was that, man? What was that? Foul on?
Technical foul.
Technical foul
called on the Morehead State bench. So Brown at the line now for two technical foul shots. Hits the first, makes the second. And it's back to single digits, 34-26. Now McCarn at the line to shoot two. First one up and good. So I guess the shots by Brown were for the personal foul, and now McCarn with the technical foul shots. She got them to go, and just like that, it's back to a six-point game.
Oh, three-point swing. That is a big turn of events right here in a quarter in which the Eagles were just absolutely dominating.
Yeah. And the Skyhawks can make it even more as they keep possession. Love Mays, guarded by Barnes, kicks it to McCarn on the right wing. Gets around a screen, drives against Charles, lays it off the glass and through, and what had been an 11-point advantage is back down to four now for Morehead State. 34-30. Charles takes the cross-court pass from Novick, gets it to Blessing King at the free throw line, out to Novick. Her pass for Charles deflected, but Charles tracks it down, gets it to Novick near midcourt. And a foul called against Tennessee Martin as they were dialing up the intensity right there.
That's what I was going to say.
On Anaya Brown.
That is very aggressive trapping out high.
That's the fourth personal on Brown. And she will come out in favor of Lexi Rubel. Eagles keep the ball. Sekia Roli to inbound from the baseline. Looking, floats it out high left to Novick. 48 seconds to play in the quarter. Novick driving against Rubel. Bounce pass intended for King. That's off the mark, but Barnes picks it up. Step back jumper from about 14, right on the money. And Barnes now with 13. She ties Charles for team high. 36-30 Morehead State. Mays kicks it far side to McCarn. Catch and shoot three. Rims in and out. No good. Blessing King, another rebound for Morehead State. Gets it to Charles. 15 to play in the third quarter.
Coach Petrie has seen enough of Mays going through the lane. They've got V. Charles switched on.
Charles, a three-pointer, right wing, no good. Sekia Roli, the long rebound, tries to put back, no good. And Blessing King goes for the rebound, and I think drew a foul. That will go on Josie Story, and that will put Blessing King at the free throw line with 1.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and the Eagles up by six. Blessing King has struggled at the line this year. That's putting it mildly, 38.9%. First one a little too far off the mark to the right. Shot a couple of free throws at SIUE over the weekend that looked much better. Second one up. Off the glass, no good. Rebound to Kinley McCarn. And that's how the third quarter will come to an end. So Morehead State dominated most of quarter number three, but Tennessee Martin able to close the gap down the stretch, and it's a 36-30 Morehead State lead as we get ready for the fourth quarter here at Johnson Arena and here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Johnson Arena, campus of Moorhead State University, getting ready for the fourth quarter of tonight's Moorhead State-Tennessee Martin women's basketball game. And Moorhead State with the 36-30 lead with 10 more minutes to play. I'm Tom, he's Wes. And Wes, Moorhead State had an 11-point lead late third quarter. And Coach Kayla Petrie called for a technical foul. It opened the gates for a multi-point trip for Tennessee Martin, and we're back down to six now.
Oh, they were dominating the quarter. That's a terrible technical to get.
Moorhead State, though, creating turnovers again. The 18th against Tennessee Martin, coming out of the start of the fourth quarter. Ball deflected away, out of bounds off of UTM, and here comes Moorhead State with the basketball. Charles floats high left. And Tennessee Martin trapping Moore out of that 1-3-1. Come up with a turnover of their own, but nicely defended. Blessing King coming from behind in transition to swat the ball away, poking it from behind from Kenley McCarn out of bounds.
Excellent.
In a layup.
Excellent back tip. Man, that could have been a huge swing right there.
So McCarn will inbound. She'll float it out to Rubel near the right elbow. Gives it to the curling McCarn. Dribbles across the free throw line and now passes back out between the rings to Rubel. Around to Love Mays, and Skylar Barnes is going to pick up a blocking foul for Moorhead State.
She's leaning a little heavy into this cell thing on the
fouls. That's just number two on Skylar and the first of the quarter on the Eagles. Inbounds comes to Mays out high right near midcourt. She comes around Alexi Rubel screen. Gives it up to Story on the left wing. Around another screen from Clark. Passes it to Clark. Clark drives against Blessing King. Scoops it up. Rolls around. Won't fall. King now in double figures in rebounding. Gets it to Charles. Up ahead to Sekiaroli. Right wing three. Little too strong. Rims out. Fight for the rebound. Will go to Tennessee Martin. It was McCarn and Blessing King trying to gather it in, and King stepped on the baseline.
And the Skyhawks still struggling to find that second or third option going to the hole. Everybody else has struggled besides McCarn.
Full court pressure from Moorhead State nearly results in a turnover, and does, as Love Mays cannot corral the inbounds pass, loses the handle on the sideline, and so Moorhead State will get it in their own front court to our left. Sekiaroli will inbound from the near sideline. Gets it into Charles, high left. Floats it across to Barnes. That 1-3-1 trapping zone. Now King in the far corner. Back out to Barnes. She'll try a three-pointer. Off the neck of the iron, no. Rebound gathered in by Seki Aroli. Tried to take it back up strong and got fouled. It was actually UTM who had first shot at that rebound. They couldn't control, and Seki Aroli got it off the floor and took it up immediately to draw the foul. Mel, not a great free throw shooter herself, 55% on the year. First one up, rolls around and falls. That said, she doesn't shoot a lot of free throws. That was just her 21st of the season. Second one up, also good. That'll help that percentage a bit and also helps Morehead State's cause as it increases the lead back to 8. McCarn with Veronica Charles riding her hip gets it into the front court. Stop and pop from 17. Rant rattles home. McCarn now with 15 points. Charles for Morehead State with the ball to Seki Aroli at the right hash. Cross court to Charles. Gets it to Haley Rose at the free throw line. And whistle on a foul. Lexi Rubel called for the personal defending. Rubel just picked up her third. That's the second of the quarter on the Skyhawks. Katie Novick will check back in for Morehead State. Barnes gets a breather. Eagle inbound from the baseline. Novick will trigger. Gets it into Haley Rhodes near the low block. Takes it in strongly against McCarn. That overshoots everything with her shot, and Rubel there for the rebound. Gives it to McCarn. Methodically across the division line. Floats to the left. Now back to the right. Charles sticking with her like glue. Picks up her dribble at the free throw line. Gets it to Clark. High right. Takes it into the top of the key. Bounce pass to the curling Mays. Bounce pass to Rubel. Cutting from the right side. Lays it up and through.
Boy, good pass by Mays. Drawing the defender and leaving Rubel wide open.
38-34, the Eagle lead. Seki Aroli to Charles. Back to Seki Aroli, but it's intercepted by Story. But she deflects it out of bounds on the far sideline. Unable to control it. Morehead State will keep it.
And Coach McMillan has McCarn playing that high point of the 1-3-1 where all her job is to get in the way of a pass.
Inbounds to Charles. Puts it on the deck. Gets it to Barnes. Wide right. Out top to Haley Rhodes. Back to Barnes. She'll drive the angle. Scoops. Rims across. No good. And Rubel, another strong rebound for UTM. Her 8th rebound. She'll take the entry pass on the other end. So defensive rebound gets rewarded with 2 more points on the feed, and it's back to a 2-point game and a travel on Morehead State's Veronica Charles. And Tennessee Martin will get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Boy, what a turn of events in this fourth quarter.
And a timeout called by Morehead State. I think we'll stretch this to a full timeout. 38-36, Morehead State leads Tennessee Martin, 7:03 to play. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Moorhead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, things have tightened up a bit here at Johnson Arena. We're back to a two-point ball game. 7:03 to play in the final quarter. The Eagles leading the Skyhawks 38-36. I'm Tom, and he's Wes. And Morehead State, Wes, a few more turnovers here in the last little bit.
Well, they're up to 16 now, Tom, in the fourth quarter alone. You know, we've got, what, two already?
Yep, already.
At this point?
Yep.
And they were the ones creating the turnovers in the third quarter. That's what got them the big lead. That's what they were feeding off of, and now they're on the other side of it.
Here comes Tennessee Martin looking for a tie or a lead. Entry pass on the bounce to McCarn is kicked by a Morehead State defender. And so the Skyhawks will inbound from the baseline. It'll come out top to Mays, high left. Crossover dribble around the top of the key. Gets it to McCarn, high left. To the block to Rubel. Bounce pass out straight away to Clark. Drive, scoops. Rolls, won't fall. Haley Rhodes, a strong board for Morehead State, to Charles quickly the other way. Splits defenders, finger roll. Rolls around and goes. That'll stop the Tennessee Martin momentum again as the Eagles go back up by four, 40-36. Near steal for Charles, but McCarn maintains control out high left. Comes around a Rubel screen, kicks it to Mays on the left wing. To Rubel, left low block. Tries to scoop against Haley Rhodes. Rhodes deflects the shot and gets the basketball to Novick. Ahead to Blessing King in transition. Between two defenders, lays it up and in.
And on defense, they learned their lessons. Both defenders' hands straight up. No swatting. And guess what? No foul.
No foul. McCarron across midcourt working against Charles. Steps back into a three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. The rebound caroms to Novick. She comes the other way, splits defenders, tries to scoop with the left hand, but it's blocked out of bounds on the baseline. Morehead State will keep possession. The Eagles trying to play up tempo to not have to deal with that pressure 1-3-1 zone that's given them a lot of trouble.
You know, that's what we talked about going in, coming out of the half.
Yep.
Is getting that pressure on that defense and not letting them set up.
Pressure offense instead of pressure defense.
Right.
Novick, step back, three, got it from the left corner. Just like that, the Eagles move the lead back out to 9, 45-36, 5:26 to play. McCarn stops inside the key, gets it to Rubel on the right point. She'll hand it off to Mays. Working against Barnes, crosses over, nothing there. One-handed pass back out to Rubel on the right point. Working in against Rose, stops free throw line, kicks to McCarn. Four to shoot. And Veronica Charles has called for the personal foul trying to stop McCarn. That's only number two on Veronica.
We're going to make that our radio code word whenever I need to keep my mouth shut and not say something about a call. I can just go, Yeah, everybody at home knows what that means when
things
I go.
Things that make you go, Eagle, or excuse me, Skyhawk basketball. McCarn will float it out top to Story. Sekiaroli guards her. Kick to Rubel. Wide open three. Right side. No good. King the floor rebound. Off to Charles. Sprints the other way. Gets it to Sekiaroli. Back out to Charles. Skyhawks that time did a good job getting back defensively. Now they're showing a 2-3 zone. To Blessing King on the left wing. Out straight away to Barnes. To Secchiaroli on the left wing. Back to Charles, high right. 8 to shoot. Charles drives, step back. Jumper off the glass and good. Charles from about 15 feet near the left elbow. Got that one to go somehow, and it's a 9-point, make it an 11-point Morehead State lead, 47-36. Skyler Barnes just about came away with a steal, but is called for a kickball instead. And we have a media timeout, 4:23 to go. Morehead State, since that last timeout, increases its lead from 2 to 11, 47-36. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at Johnson Arena, Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Morehead State leading Tennessee Martin 47-36 in the women's half of tonight's women's men's basketball doubleheader. Wes, basketball, a game of adjustments. Morehead State certainly has made them, just over the last couple of minutes, a 9-0 run over the last 2:14.
They must have heard me screaming during the break a couple of times ago, because yes, that adjustment on offense has been huge. They have pushed it right into the heart of the defense at a fast pace and not let them get set. You know, that 1-3-1 creates those lollipop passes across the top when you've got somebody like McCard in the middle. And you just can't let them get in that position to be able to create that disruption.
Skyhawk basketball. And a turnover as Lexi Rubel was going to try to get it inbounds to McCarn. It slipped out of her fingers and then tried to pick the ball back up, which you're not allowed to do. And so the Eagles get it back on another Skyhawk turnover. 1-3-1 zone again of the trapping type. Barnes tries to go cross court to Charles. She's undercut by Clark, and Clark is going to be called for the personal foul.
I can hear those knees and elbows hit through the headsets we're wearing here. Jeez.
Giving Veronica a moment to kind of gather herself after that hard fall. Katie Novick will check back in for the Eagles. Secchiaroli to the bench. So it's Novick, Charles, Barnes, King, and Haley Rhodes on the floor for Morehead State. Barnes with the basketball. Bounce pass back out to Novick. Near the left corner to Charles. Out to Barnes. Bounce pass out to Novick. 9 to shoot. Gets it to Barnes. High left. Bumping foul called against Kinley McCarron, her fourth. 3:57 to play. And McCarron with only one more foul to give before she's disqualified.
Oh, and I wonder why Coach McMillan had put Brown up at that top position, which is much safer.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in a lot of body-body contact, and moved McCarron over to the wing.
McCarron and Brown both on the floor with four fouls. Veronica Charles, three-pointer left side, little too short. Brown the rebound for the Skyhawks. Gives it to McCarron. Dogged by Charles as she comes into the front court. Tried a bounce pass down low, but there was nobody there, Eagle or Skyhawk, and it goes out of bounds to Morehead State. 21 turnovers now against UTM.
And good defense by the Eagles creating those.
Novick passes to King, out to Charles. Finds Barnes, left side. Baseline jumper from about 13, right on the money. 49-36, Morehead State. The Eagles' largest lead of the night, I believe.
Barnes has become the OVC champion for the
really?
Eagles.
McCarron, driving layup. Got the scoop to go. 49-38, MSU.
That was a tough one. That was
sure
good
was.
Defense, hard shot. You'll take those.
Game clock ticks down to 3 minutes as Charles goes to King in the far corner. To Novick, drives to the elbow, gets it to Haley Rhodes, top of the key. To Charles, to Novick on the right point. Back to Charles, left point. Thought about the three, instead will go to Barnes in the corner. Loses her balance, gets it to Charles, she'll drive. Gets it off to Blessing King, who puts it off the window and through off the assist from Veronica.
Finishing has been much better in the second half, Tom.
Morehead State now 6 of its last 7 from the field. And the lead is 13. McCarron, another strong drive. Can't get the shot to go. Brown's putback also no good. And the rebound to Morehead State in transition. Novick tries to throw over the top, but it's deflected away by Rubel directly to her teammate, Story. She'll get it to McCarron to come the other way. Dribbles toward the left hash. Bounce pass to Brown. Left elbow extended. To the curling Story. Steps into a three. Left wing. Off the front of the iron, no good. Haley Rhodes wins the battle for the rebound off the floor, far corner.
It's looking like we're seeing some fatigue set in on the Skyhawks with this defense, especially that they've been playing. Oh, and they switched it out.
2-3 zone. Charles with the ball. Bounce pass to Novick. Gets around a defender. Kicks it to Blessing King outside the arc left side. Around to Haley Rhodes. Now to Charles between the circles. 6 to shoot. Eagles running clock. Charles, far corner to Skylar Barnes, catch and shoot 3, no good, but she's fouled. Oh, what an awful, awful foul for Tennessee Martin. That was Josie Story running at Charles as the shot clock was expiring, or Barnes, excuse me, and that's going to put Skylar at the line for 3 free throws. Wholesale changes now for Coach Kevin McMillan as it looks like he's waving the white flag.
And you could tell they were done. In fact, it made me look down here. There have only been 23 game minutes played by anybody except for the 5 that were on the floor.
Wow.
Out there. Total game minutes, wow. 23. So they were gassed. They were tired.
Barnes makes the first. Second one too short. The Eagles up 14 with a minute and a half to go. Third free throw is good. Skylar Barnes now with 17 points, tied with Veronica Charles for the team lead. Whistle on a foul in the backcourt as Barnes was challenging Love Mays on the way up the court, and Barnes called for the reach in. Skylar's second foul of the game. So Tori Rubel on the floor along with Love Mays, Ma Minte, Sophie Singleton, and Kendall George. Mays gets it to Singleton. Back to Mays. Pull up jumper, right baseline. No good. Kicks right back to Mays. Floater in the lane. Also too short. And Novick will sneak in for the rebound for Morehead State. Just over a minute to go. Eagles with the 15-point lead in the basketball. Novick to Charles on the left point. One dribble to Barnes. Around to Novick near the right hash. Directing traffic, gets it to Veronica Charles on the left wing. 7 to shoot as she goes to the top of the key. Kicks to Barnes. Three-pointer. Bottom of the net. Skylar Barnes, 20 points on the night. 2 of 5. Make it 3 of 5 from three-point range.
Wow.
56-38 Eagles. 27 seconds to play. Mays drives. Shot blocked by Novick. Novick comes up with the ball to Charles. She'll slow it up as she gets near the top of the arc, and Morehead State can just run out the clock. 15 seconds to go. Veronica Charles standing dribble high right. Fist bump and handshake with her teammate Katie Novick. And Morehead State is going to win its fourth straight game, its sixth out of seven, and move to 5-1 in OVC play, pulling away to beat Tennessee Martin tonight, 56-38. I'm Tom Lewis. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Back to Johnson Arena, where the Morehead State women have taken care of business in impressive fashion, knocking off the Skyhawks of Tennessee Martin 56-38. The men taking the floor now to warm up for tonight's men's game. We're joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, you end this one on an 18-2 run over the last 6.5, and you hold the Skyhawks to one of their last 11 from the field. That's getting it done down the stretch.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I pay attention to the score, but apparently I can't do scoreboard math because I was nervous up until about the last minute and a half. It did not feel like that. It did not feel like an 18-point win by any means. I'm not just saying this. I know coaches sometimes talk about how well coached a team is, and I told you before the game how much respect I have for Coach McMillan. They're a really good basketball team, they're a really good offensive basketball team, and so to hold them to 38 points is really good for us defensively. I was worried about us being able to defend two posts being in at the same time, and Haley did fine guarding a big, and I haven't even looked at the stat sheet. Let me see. 4-4, McKern, she had her average 17. Mm-hmm. Brown cut hers in half. Rubel was 2 below hers. Clark cut hers in half by more, and Story cut hers in half, and so just really proud of us for that defensive effort. You know, I've said it all year long. We want to defend, rebound, and run. And so we defended. We out-rebounded them 41-25. So that makes a coach very happy. Their zone gave us trouble. You know, I thought we settled a little bit. I mean, low scoring first quarter. And but to have 50% of our baskets on some assists, you know, I always go to that when you're smiling at me. That's, I look at it.
You talked about the zone giving you problems, but one of the things we noticed early fourth quarter, you made an adjustment and really picked up the tempo to try to get the ball down the court and score before they could get
that
zone
set. Well, let me tell you, don't give me credit for that, because I was trying to do that for the whole stinking game. Okay, like, it finally turned on the tempo, but the number one thing on our board was to run in transition and beat that zone down the floor. And then the second thing was they're going to be packed in the paint and try to get inside-out touches, and we got inside turnovers. And so, but I really thought we had more fast break points than we did. It says only eight, but didn't know. I was trying to be funny a little bit, but we were trying to do tempo the whole game. I'm glad you noticed in the fourth quarter.
You've got a big one coming up Saturday. You look at the OVC standings right now. The only team above you coming into play tonight is who you take on Saturday.
Yeah, they're playing Little Rock tonight, so that will not be an easy. Both of us have had a hard game tonight, and so be honest, I've put so much effort into defending McMillan's 1,000 sets that I have not spent enough as much time as I would have liked 2 days before a game. So I'm sure I'll be up all night tonight. And
we should probably let you get to that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll stay here and talk. How about my technical? Was it worth it?
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, obviously, I got some anger management. No.
At least
can't misquote silence.
No, that's true.
Right?
We were talking about that. Our new
stop dapping them up before the game. They're not our friends. Yeah.
And our catchphrase when a call
I'm
seems
just kidding.
Suspicious.
See, I'll get in trouble for that. Somebody will hear and I'll get in trouble.
There were a number
I was
of times,
only joking.
There were a number of times tonight when we were left saying,
No, they did a good job. It's a hard thing to do to get
job.
Out there and referee. The foul count was even.
Yep.
All right. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Kayla. Your final score again, 56-38. Morehead State's women knock off Tennessee Martin. We'll take a break, come back, and look at your final numbers after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Fresh Store made ground round is specially priced for only $4.49 a pound. 4 3-pound bags of Idaho russet potatoes are just $5. That's right, 12 pounds of Idaho russets, just $5. And fresh green cabbage, only 69 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Impressive victory tonight for the Morehead State women as they pull away and knock off Tennessee Martin by a final count of 56-38. Time for By the Numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Tennessee Martin on the night, 13 of 41, 31.7%, only 1 of 5 from three-point range, and 11 of 15 from charity stripe, 73%. The Eagles, 22 of 54 from the field, 40.7%, 5 of 18 from beyond the arc, 27.8%, and 7 of 12 from the foul line, 58.3%. Rebounding battle easily won by Morehead State, 41 to 25, a 14 to 5 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers, 17 against Morehead State, 21 against Tennessee Martin. Individually, the Skyhawks had only one player scoring in double figures. That was Kenley McCarn. She had 17, also had two rebounds and two assists, 6 points apiece for Brown and Rubel, 5 for Josie Story, 3 for Clark, and 1 for Love Mays. For Morehead State, two players scoring in double figures, led by Skylar Barnes. 20 points tonight, 8 of 14 from the field. She also had 5 rebounds and 3 steals. 17 points for Veronica Charles to go with 4 rebounds and 2 steals and 6 assists. And 8 points for Katie Novick, 5 for Haley Rhodes, 4 for Blessing King, who also had 14 rebounds, 6 of those on the offensive glass. Again, 56-38, Morehead State knocks off Tennessee Martin. We'll come back and wrap things up with our coverage of our women's game and set things up for our men's game right after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
56-38, Morehead State knocks off Tennessee Martin in the women's half of tonight's women's men's basketball double set header, OVC style here at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis, Wes Holland. Wes, any final thoughts?
Yeah, sometimes the numbers just work out way too stinking good, and you have to use them. Plus 9 offensive rebounds, plus 4 in the turnover. That is 13 extra possessions. Guess exactly how many extra field goal attempts MSU had as opposed to UT Martin.
13?
You got it, man.
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That is spot on, yes. So, yeah, they did. They closed strong. They finished that game. They ended that game, I should say, about midway through the fourth quarter. But really, sticking around and those, the dirty work stats, the rebounds, the ball security, that's what really won this game for the Eagles tonight.
And it seems like players are kind of stepping up. You look at Skylar Barnes, the way she's coming into her own on both ends of the floor. Veronica Charles looking more and more like Veronica of last season. Katie Novick playing her role. Haley Rhodes looking more comfortable. Blessing King's kind of that Dennis Rodman type who's just taking care of business on the boards and defending down low. But everything seems to be coming together and gelling nicely with this group right now.
Boy, Skyler. Yeah. Skyler. 20 stinking points.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, you're right. There has been an obvious step up in the play of this Eagles team when they got into OVC schedule this year.
Yeah. So with the win tonight, the Morehead State women improved to 10-7 overall, 5-1 in OVC play. Tennessee Martin with the loss, 6-11 overall, 3-3 in conference action. Don't forget tonight, the Morehead State men also taking on Tennessee Martin. That game will tip off at about 7:30. Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you with pregame starting at 7:15. And then the Eagle women and men on the road again this Saturday, going to Evansville, Indiana, to take on Southern Indiana. Women's game tips off at 2 o'clock, the men at 4:30. From a broadcast partner and Buddy West Holland and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, your final score tonight in our women's game, Morehead State 56, Tennessee Martin 38. Thanks for listening on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.